Hey, it's Pappy, and this is Beyond the Plate Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. First up is Papa D'Amour. Papa D'Amour is a Taiwanese and French-inspired bakery and cafe in New York City. I cannot wait to get back to New York City to go to this place. This is the newest concept from the man, the world-renowned pastry chef and friend of the podcast, Chef Dominique Ancel. Obviously, he's a creator of the Cronut, the Edible Cookie Shot, and plenty of other genius things. I'm a big fan of all of Dominique's stuff and really excited to try this spot out. The concept explores chef's love of Asian bread culture, and it's dedicated to his two young children who are Taiwanese and French, and the name Papa D'Amour means Papa, my love, in French. The menu looks ridiculous, and I would expect nothing less. I'm seeing a lot of love for this taro and mochi donut. He has an egg and tomato breakfast bao, which looks insane. There's a mango coconut jam bar and a bunch of other jam bars. That must be a thing. And then this scallion basil blossom, which looks out of control. Anyhow, you can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next up, Nana Joe's Granola. Okay, Nana Joe's is more than just granola. Nana Joe's is a San Francisco-based food brand that has things like, yes, granola, but also they have some bars and other snacky items. The founder, Michelle, was a pastry chef in some great restaurants and hotels all around San Francisco, and she started Nana Joe's back in 2010 with a goal of bringing all natural whole food ingredients back to the grocery store shelves. So she's been at it for quite a while. And I got to tell you, I forgot who told me about this granola, but I've been ordering it on and off for years now. Her stuff is really good. The quality, the flavor, it's all there. I've seen her a couple times at the Expo West Food Show in Anaheim and always like to hear what's coming up on the docket there at the factory. I recently ordered the waffle cone granola, which was delicious. I've also had her epic chocolate oat blend with quinoa crispies. That one also has chocolate chips and coffee in it. She does some really great collabs too and is also very community driven. So check out Nana Joe's. Next item is not exactly a recipe, but it's a concept, and it's cookie salad. I'm not too familiar with cookie salad, but hear me out. So Midwestern cookie salads are apparently not a dessert. They are made with cookies, Cool Whip, and a few more ingredients. Three things here. Number one, you can educate yourself on cookie salads by reading Samantha Landy's recent article on allrecipes.com. I'll share it in the show notes because I definitely learned a few things. Number two, prior to the article, I had written to Sam and was telling her about Tyler Malik of Salt and Straw's strawberry pretzel salad ice cream. And apparently cookie salads and pretzel salads were like fighting words, which is weird because I'm from the Midwest and again, have never come across either of these items. Excited to try them nonetheless. And number three, Sam has some other great pieces. She's a freelance writer, so check out her writing. Check out her newsletter. I will also link to that in the show notes. And I will be making cookie salad soon. Next up is Monteverde Restaurant's 10 for 10 program. Monteverde is an Italian restaurant in Chicago that is turning 10 years old this November. No small feat in the restaurant industry. In celebration of this, their incredibly talented chef Sarah Gruenberg and her team are launching a program called 10 for 10. So every month, the restaurant will bring back a dish from their archives and donate $2 of every dish sold to a different philanthropic partner. They're working with both local Chicago organizations and national charitable partners. The program kicked off this past February, and for this month in August, they're featuring a spaghetti a la chitarra with sweet corn and truffle. Yum, my mouth is watering. And the beneficiary this month is Paws Chicago, which is a fantastic no-kill animal sheltering organization. Other organizations include Pilot Light, Meals on Wheels, Southern Smoke Foundation, and a few more great organizations. Hopefully you're familiar with Sarah and or Monteverde Restaurant. As I mentioned, she is incredibly talented and Monteverde is a top-notch restaurant. They actually have one of my top five favorite dishes in the city, which I was talking about this morning, oddly enough. And maybe I'll feature that in upcoming Herd episodes. So stand by on that. But go support Monteverde and the amazing lineup of organizations that they are featuring. And thank you to Chef and her team for always supporting their community. Next up is a book. Actually, it will be two books. The first one is Deep Dish by Mark Malnati. If that name sounds familiar, it should. If you've ever been to Chicago or even heard of Chicago-style deep dish pizza, you know Lou Malnati's. Mark is a second-generation owner of one of the city's most iconic pizza institutions. Now, I know Chicago's tavern-style pizza is all the rage these days, but deep dish is still holding strong. Love it or not, you have to respect what Lou Malnati's has built. Over 75 locations, still putting out consistent quality pizzas. I actually just grabbed one last week from the location down the street by our house, and I stand by it as one of the few Chicago chains that I recommend to out-of-towners when they're here, because it truly is what locals actually eat here. But back to the book, Deep Dish, Inside the First 50 Years of Lou Malnati's Pizza. And if you've been thriving in this industry for half a century, you're clearly doing something right. And one other book for you really quick, I'm Not Trying to Be Difficult by Juni Porrent, friend of the pod and season 10 guest, written with Jamie Feldmar. Drew has been an icon in the New York City dining scene behind spots like Nobu, Tribeca Grill, and plenty more. If his stories in the Beyond the Plate episode that we recorded are any indication, this book is going to be a very entertaining read. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. One last thing before I leave you, cinnamon rolls. What about them? Well, I was recently watching my daughter eat her cinnamon roll that I had cut in quarters for her. Stay with me here. I noticed her picking up different pieces and looking at them and then putting them down. And so I asked her what she was doing, and she replied she was looking at which middle pieces were the best and saving them for the end. I thought that was a pretty fantastic strategy, and it got me thinking of how I eat my cinnamon rolls. But then I kind of forgot about it and let it go until recently, like within the past week or so, I saw an Instagram post from Damaris Phillips, who you may know from Food Network. And on her Instagram, she had posted how she likes to notice tiny joys in her life. And one of them, lo and behold, the center of a sticky bun. Anyway, I don't even love cinnamon rolls and sticky buns that much. I mean, I like them. They're good. Don't get me wrong. When they're warm and fresh, obviously very delicious, but I don't crave them. But the middle's the end. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you like this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.